Lord, Heavenly Father,
我们的主，我们的天父。
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you this morning to worship you and to gather together.
我们感谢你今天早上我们能够聚集在一起来敬拜你。
Lord, we pray that your spirit would be guiding us at this time.
主，我们求你的圣灵来带领我们。
Lord, I pray that you would help us to push aside the concerns that we have from the world, whether it's work or relationships or business, whatever it is.
这时候就求你把我们在世俗上的一些忧虑都除去。
Lord Jesus, I pray that you would be at the center of this time.
求你在我们的心中现在当王。
Draw our thoughts, Lord, to you right now.
让我们能够专注在你身上。
Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, as we enter into this new year, Lord, for the theme that you've given us through Reverend Chang.
我们感谢你在这新的一年，你给张牧师我们今年的主题。
Lord Jesus, we pray that this arise and shine wouldn't just be just words or just something that we put up on the wall.
我们希望这个兴起，这个发光，不是一个口号而已。
Lord, I pray that this would be something that we can commit our lives to, Lord, as individual members of this church and as a church all together.
我们希望我们教会里面的每一个人，我们教会一起都能够以这个来活出来。
Lord, I pray that it would be something that inspires us and moves us, Lord, throughout this year.
用它来鼓励我们这整一年。
Lord, we pray that in the South Bay, that we couldn't just be known just as a church or just a Chinese church that's here in Lomita, but that we would be known as the church that is affecting and blessing, Lord, many, many people.
在这南湾，让我们不是只成为一个中国人的教会，而在这南湾，让我们能够祝福其他的人。
Lord, we pray for the intimacy with your spirit, Lord, to be able to know what you would have us do, Lord.
求你让我们跟您更亲近，让我们知道怎么样子来做您的旨意。
Lord, I pray for your special blessing, Lord, on the leadership. Lord, for Reverend Chang, for James and the rest of the deacons and the pastors.
求你特别恩待我们的张牧师，我们其他的牧者，还有我们的执事们。
Jesus, we pray for, Lord, your courage to be able to go out and to do the things that you've called us to, even if they're difficult.
主，我们求你给我们勇气，虽然有时候我们觉得要做你的事工是困难的。
Lord, give us wisdom to know how to put these things into effect that you call us to do.
也求你给我们智慧，知道怎么样来做你的事工。
Lord, I pray that we would work and serve you, Lord, humbly this year.
主，我们求你让我们谦虚的来侍奉你。
And we pray for your great fruit, Lord, not just for our church, Lord, but for your kingdom.
我们也希望我们教会你的国度能够结更多的果子。
Lord, I do want to pray one thing just for the elections that are coming up in this coming year.
主，我们也为这个国家的选举来祷告。
Lord, I pray that your hand would be in it.
求你的手来带领我们。
Lord, we pray for that you would bring about, Lord, the candidate and the person who would be the best president, Lord, that would help your kingdom come.
求你带领，让我们有一个好的总统来带领你的国家跟你的国度。
Lord, I pray that during this time, Lord, your church can.Voice its thoughts and be an active part, Lord, in the elections.
也让你的教会能够积极的来参与你的国家、你的国度。
Lord, Lord, finally, I just pray for this time that we have together right now. Pray for Reverend Chang that you would fill him with your spirit.
最后，我们为今天的敬拜来祷告，求你充满张牧师他的圣灵。
Jesus, I pray that you would speak your words through him.
耶稣，求你用他来传讲你的话语。
I pray that our hearts would be open, Lord, to hearing from you at this time.
打开我们的心来接受你的话语。
Again, Lord, we pray against the enemy and the distractions that he tries to bring, Lord, to keep us from hearing your words.
我们希望我们这里不会有任何干扰来聆听你的话语。
Help us to hear, Lord God, and to respond.
让我们听见你的话语，让我们来反应。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢主。
Pray this in your name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. 请坐。First, just want to welcome everyone to our worship once again.
我们再次的欢迎每一位弟兄姐妹朋友来到我们的敬拜里面。
Especially, I want to welcome those who are here for the first time.
特别欢迎第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹或朋友。
We know that Pastor David Martin's parents are here. Can you stand up and introduce yourself?
我们欢迎 Pastor Dave Martin 他的父母亲，欢迎。
Welcome. Please be seated. Any other newcomer here for the first time today?
有没有其他的第一次来到我们中间的？
介绍一下。
请你麻烦介绍一下。
Welcome.
非常欢迎。
Pittsburgh, I'm coming from Pittsburgh. Welcome.
非常欢迎 from Pittsburgh. Thank you.
Anyone else here for the first time?
有没有其他第一次来到我们中间的？哦，这边有。
Okay.
非常欢迎，谢谢。
Welcome.
还有后面的 ，Can you introduce yourself?
Welcome.
非常欢迎 ，Thank you.
Good to see so many newcomer here today.
非常的高兴能够第一次再看到这么多的弟兄新朋友来到我们中间。
This time, we just have a few announcements. Please take a look at your handout.
麻烦你打开你手上的程序单，我们有一些报告。
Item number three, for the parents, the Friday night children's program will begin this coming Friday, January 11.
第三点呢，家长们注意了，那个这个礼拜五是第一次啊。第一次的聚会，早上是在晚上的七点半到九点。
Welcome all school age children to come and join this program.
是欢迎四岁到十一岁的学龄的孩子能够来参加。
Item number five, there will be an outreach in a Chinese school, and Grace will be speaking in a will be speaking on January 12th.
第五点Grace 就是牧师的女儿张正恩她会这个礼拜要来的礼拜六在中后仁寺的中文学校她有一个演讲那题目是管教孩子的秘诀
So we welcome brother and sister who are Chinese speaking to come join us
这是我们的福音的一个outreach 那希望弟兄姐妹都能够 来支持来参加。
The rest of the announcement, we can just read it on our own.
弟兄姐妹可以自己看其他的这些报告。
At this time, let's prepare our heart for offering.
我们这时候就预备我们的心来奉献。
We ask the ushers to come forward.
我们请侍奉的弟兄姐妹来走上前来。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we want to give you thanks.
慈爱的天父，我们再次的感恩来到你的面前。
As we look back at 2007, we can see your faithfulness.
当我们回顾2007年，会看到你这样自己丰富的供应。
And your blessings upon this church.
你的祝福是何等祝福这个教会。
And this time we will set aside this money for your kingdom.
我们这时候要将我们的一部分的金钱来奉献在你的事工上面。
We ask you to sanctify it.
请你自己来特别的来洁净来使用。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告不配奉主耶稣基督的名求的。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
感谢神，神设立神的教会在我们当中。
We want to praise the Lord because He Himself established church here.
也呼召一些人，特别在一些职分上来服侍。
And also He called people to be in different positions to serve.
今天是2008年第一个主日。
And today is the first Sunday of 2008.
我们在这里头特别要为新年度的执事们来举行就职礼。
Therefore, we are to have a deacon installation for this new year.
那么在为这些今年度的新执事就职之前呢，我先在这里头，可以说是代表教会，来为，在，去年，暂时退任下来的三位执事，我们代表他们向他们感谢。
But before we start the installation, I want to thank the three deacons who are retired from service, and to on behalf of the church to thank them.
因为过去他们忠心的服事，让教会能够这样的运作，并且能够往前走到如今。
Because their faithful serving, they were able to help church to move forward.
那么这三位好不好？我们请他上来，一位请他站起来，一位是Philip， 还有David Liu， 还有张元宏，请他们起立好吗
？I ask you to stand.
OK， 我们来用鼓掌表明我们对他们的感谢和鼓励。
Show them our thanks and our encouragement to them. May the Lord have delight in what they did last year.
接下来我们要请今年的六位执事到前面来。
Now we would ask for the six deacons to come up.
我想执事的名单，我想在节目单里头大家都可以看得到。
And you will find their names in the handout you have.
这六位今年他们也分担各样的一些的执事教会里头的一些事工。
And each one of them will take a specific responsibility.
我们来为表明正式的来接纳，并且也在这一头为他们祝福。
We want formally to welcome and also bless them.
让他们在往后的这样的服事的过程当中，满有神的同在和各位的鼓励和帮助。
We pray in the future that they will have the presence of the Lord and also your assistance.
此刻在为他们这样祝福之前，再一次我再宣读底下一些几条立约的话。
I would like to declare the covenant.
请各位执事们聆听。
And may I ask the deacons to listen.
靠着主耶稣基督的恩典，你愿意接受主的呼召，按主的恩赐，遵照圣经的教导，协助教牧同工，服侍信徒，建立教会。
By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, I promise I will respond to the call of our Lord in accordance with the spiritual gifts given by Him, following the teaching of the Scriptures to help the pastoral staffs in ministering to the members of this church and to upbuild the church.
借着有规律的灵修生活，时刻与主亲近，听从圣灵的引导。
And keep regular devotional times in order to walk closely with God and to be able to discern His guidance.
经常参加主日崇拜、主日学、团契、祷告会及特别的聚会。
And attend regularly Sunday worship services, Sunday school, fellowship meetings, prayer meetings, as well as other special gatherings.
在时间、金钱上尽心尽力支持教会的事工。
And contribute with utmost intensity to the work of the church through personal involvement and financial giving.
以身作则，凡事为信徒的榜样，在家庭及工作上都荣神益人。
Be an example of godly life to all believers, glorifying God in the home and at work.
在教会中以主的爱服侍众人，以主的谦卑与其他的执事们同工。
And minister with the love of God to all and work with other co-workers with his humility.
说话为造就别人，若发现传道人或其他的同工或者信徒有疏忽或过失，愿意先私下提醒与劝导，用爱心为他们祷告，绝不在背后批评，也不向教会内外的人传舌，使主的教会受损，主的名受辱。
Speak with a view to upbuild others if I happen to know about a mistake or sin committed by any of the pastoral staff, deacons or believers, I will first seek to discuss the problem with the party directly involved, to pray for him or her in love, and will refrain from judging the person and spreading the news to others in or outside the church, so that the church will not be hurt and the name of the Lord will not be dishonored.
我在这里问各位，你们愿意吗？
May I ask whether you are willing?
好，既然他们也在众人面前表明他们的愿意，那么在啊
，Since now they have expressed their willingness,
那么在这里头，我也邀请我们教会的信徒们，我们请起立好吗
？May I ask the congregation to stand?
同样的，我也在这里头。来宣读一些信徒立约的话。
I'm also will be declaring the covenant by the congregation to you.
靠着主耶稣基督的恩典，你们愿意顺服主的选召，接受主仆人们的圣职，并经常为他们祷告。
Obey the Lord by accepting His appointments of these people to be our deacons and pray for them regularly.
遵照圣经的话，在主里服从主的仆人们，与他们配搭合作，兴旺福音，建立教会。
Obey the servants of the Lord in accordance with the teaching of the Scripture and work closely with them to advance the cause of the gospel in the church.
说话为造就别人，若发现任何主的仆人有疏忽或过失，我必先私下提醒与劝导。用爱心为他们祷告，绝不在背后批评，也不向教会内外的人传舌，使主的教会受损，主的名受辱。
Speak with a view to upbuild others. If I happen to know about a mistake or sin committed by a servant of the Lord, I will first seek to discuss the problem with the party directly involved, to pray for him or her in love, and will refrain from judging the person and spreading the news to others in.Or outside the church, so that the church will not be hurt, and the name of the Lord will not be dishonored.
各位同门恩召的弟兄姊妹，你们愿意吗？
Brothers, sisters, your chosen people, are you willing?
好，愿神接纳我们在他面前的这个心愿。来，我们一起，我们来祷告，也为特别为这几位来祝福。
Let us all pray for them and to bless them.
父神，感谢你在他们生命中给他们奇妙的带领。
Father God, we want to thank you because you miraculously led them throughout their lives.
也给他们神圣的呼召，使他们有份于教会里头荣耀的服事。
And you called them with a holy calling, so they will be part of the service here in the church.
在神的家中，一起同心协力，一起来服事。
And together with one unity and one heart to serve the church.
如今他们也在众人面前表明这样的一个心志。
Now they have expressed their willingness to abide the covenant.
愿你在恩典当中接纳他们。
We ask that you will receive them in your grace.
也接纳他们再次把自己奉献在你的面前。
Also receive their commitment of their life to you.
此刻我诚心奉你的名为这些人祷告和祝福。
I earnestly ask and pray in your name and to bless them.
求你将他们放在你的名下，用十字架的宝血和 来遮盖他们。
We ask that you will continue to keep them in your name to cover them with the blood.
使他们能够拒绝一切罪的试探，用敬虔的生命来服侍你。
So they'll be able to refuse the temptations and be able to serve you.
也能够过一个圣洁的生活，成为贵重的器皿，被你所使用。
They'll be able to live a holy life and be a precious instruments in your hand.
在他们灰心软弱的时候，能够得着你的扶持。
And if in case in the disappointment and discouragement, that will also be comforted by you.
当他们心里头枯干的时候，有你话语在他们心中给他们鼓励。
And may your word fill them to moisten their life when they are dry.
也给他们信心，在任何的情况之下，能够来完成你所托付的使命。
And grant them faith that will be able to fulfill your purpose and responsibilities.
也为他们的工作、他们的身体、还有他们的家庭、他们的孩子、他们的一切来为他们祝福。
We also want to pray and bless them as their own person, their work, their families, and their children.
求你赐下特别的恩典，保守看顾他们的一切。
We ask that you will bless them with your special grace.
让他们能够专心后无后顾之忧，在你面前来服侍你和众教会。和教会的弟兄姊妹。
So they may be able to serve you without any worry and to serve the church and brothers and sisters.
也更求你使用圣灵借着在他们身上的工作，赐给他们更多的恩赐和能力。
We also ask the Holy Spirit to give them more spiritual gifts.
能够持守圣经的话，能够在你面前遵行你的道来服侍。你的教会。
They will be able to obey and hold fast the word and to serve accordingly.
使许多弟兄姊妹也因他们所做的能够蒙福。
And many brothers and sisters will be blessed by their work.
愿荣耀颂赞归给你。
May the glory and honor be yours.
愿恩惠平安与他们同在。
May the grace and peace be with them.
也与我们教会每一个人同在。
And with each one of us too.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，好不好？请转过头来，我们大家也鼓掌来鼓励他们，好吗
？Let us welcome them.
好，请回座，请回座。今天是2008年第一个主日。
As I said, today is the first Sunday of a year 2008.
是新年的开始。
And it's the beginning of this new year.
好不好？你就跟你的左邻右舍也说 Happy New Year, 好吗？
You take the opportunity to say Happy New Year.
你隔壁的，好，请坐。生命记第七章，我们知道，汽车、飞机都需要定期的保养。
We all know well that we need a regular maintenance for our car or airplane.
在海上行走的船只更是需要如此。
And even more so for the ship.
无论是一些货轮或者是军舰，他们的更是他们的保养相当的复杂。
Whether it is a battleship or a commercial ship.
他们不但内部的一些的机器或者一些仪器。都需要保养。
All kinds of machinery and instruments need to be maintained regularly.
这是船只还有特别的地方，就是他们船只的底部 也需要特别的一些的保养。
In particular, the bottom of the ship needs to be pay attention.
因为船只在海上行走久了以后，会生锈。
Because as they ship in the oceans over a long time, that will tends to be rusted.
也会沾了很多那些贝壳类的东西在船底。
And somehow they will also gather all the debris from the ocean.
也会加了一些海草或是什么在在这个船底。粘在那个船底的 底部
and like the seaweeds were somehow cling onto the bottom of the ship.
像这些都使得船只增加了很大的重量。
All these things were actually add weights to the ship.
你别小看这些小东西，但是整个的这样的附着在那个船底下，让这个船只的重量大大的增加。
Even though all these debris and seaweeds are very small things, but when you added them all together to the ship, they will weigh down the ship.
这些的加增不但耗油量增加，也让它的速度都受了阻碍。
It even will cause more energy to run the ship.
所以保养的时候，他们一定要把那些生锈的那些那个刮掉。
And when they do the regular maintenance, the first thing they do is need to scrape away the debris on the bottom.
把那些粘在那个底部的很多很多的那些的贝壳、海草都要把它清除掉。
And to remove all the things, seaweeds or the little animals or worms away from the bottom of the ship.
那么这艘船才能够重新往前来走。
Then the ship will be able to put into service again.
面对2008年新的一年开始，
As we are facing the new year of 2008,
我们每个人的人生的船只也要开始起航了。
Now our lifeboat is starting to ship out.
我们也同样的一定要把我们身上附着的很多的包袱、重担、一些残累要把它去除掉。
And similarly, we need to be just like the ship to get rid of all the extra baggages away from us.
我们不能带着一些重担的残累包袱走向新的一个年度。
We should not let us be entangled as we are moving forward.
那会妨害我们往后往前走，或是做些什么事情。
Because it will hinder us from moving forward.
不要轻看这些在我们身上的那些包袱和残累。
And do not look lightly to the burdens that you're carrying.
过去很多的事也会影响我们的今天，影响我们的未来。
The things that happened in the past will have effect for our present time or even in the future.
所以在往前走、往前奔的时候，我们也一定要把那些包袱、把那些重担、那些残累，把它放弃掉。
So as we are moving forward and running toward the new year, we need to get rid of all the baggages and burdens.
圣经他很看重这样， 也很多地方都提醒我们。
And the Bible truly emphasizes this point repeatedly.
今天我稍微提三样东西。
There are three things I'd like to bring to your attention.
在我们迈向新的一年往前走的时候，无论是个人，无论是家庭，无论是整个教会的时候，有一些东西我们一定要把它放下来。
There are some things we need to get rid of for sure, either for yourself, for your family, or for our church.
首先我们一定要不要眷恋过去的生活。
First of all, we should not continue to think and to love the old lifestyle.
我们不要往后看。
And do not keep looking back.
我们要往前看，持定目标，往前来走。
Instead, we should set up a goal and to walk straightforward.
记不记得耶稣说过一句话，在马太福音？
Remember what Jesus said in
在路加福音。
In the Gospel of Luke.
他说手扶着礼向后看的人不配进神的国。
He said no one after putting his hand on the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God.
这里特别说到说我们一边扶着礼要往前走，但是不要往后看。
As we are putting our hand on the plow, we should move forward instead of looking back.
为什么不能往后看？
Why should we look back?
因为往后看，一边离前的时候，往后看的时候，你会把整个怎么样方向弄歪了。
Because if you're holding the plow of the and you turn around and you cannot go straight and you will misdirected.
所以要专心往前这样的来走。
Therefore, you need to be paying attention as you move forward.
而且往后看会让你犁田的那个脚步会慢下来。
And also, if you keep on looking back, and it will slow you down.
阻碍了那个往前走的速度。
And you will slow down the speed.
甚至会产生一些很不好的影响。
Or even a worse effect.
在美国那个打 baseball 的有很有名的球员，也是后来当教练的，他呢有一句他的。那些球员们最熟悉的话。
One very famous baseball player then became a coach. He said he said this.
每次他叮咛一些事情，他就会讲那句话。
Every time he want try to get people's attention, he'll say.
特别是球员在训练的过程当中，他会常常喊出那句话。
And particularly when he's training them, he will shout this out.
不只是对一些新的新手们，或者是一些老手们，他常用这句话提醒。
He likes to use this to remind either the old or the new players.
这句话是什么
？And what did he say？
又是这句话是 "Don't look back"，
就是不要往后看。
很多时候他还没有讲，球员已经先说：“我知道。”
They're so familiar with what he would say before even he utters, the players will say it for him.
不要往后看。
And don't look back.
他在跑，往前抱着球往前跑的时候，你往后看，你会乱了脚步。
If you are on the field, you are holding the ball and running. If you look back, and you will trip or ran to the wrong direction.
记得创世纪的罗德的故事吗
？And do you remember the story of Lot in the book of Genesis?
我们知道索多玛这个城市附近他们太败坏了，像一个毒瘤一样的影响很多的人。
The surrounding areas of the city of Sodoma was really, really bad.
神不得不伸出公义的手要来审判。
And the Lord had to judge with his righteous hand.
可是神呢？因为怜悯罗德这一家人，所以呢，就派天使们来把这一家人警告他们，并把他们带出来。
Because the Lord had mercy on the family of Lot, therefore he sent the angels to take Lot and his family out.
并且在警告他们说，你们赶快跑，并且往山上一直跑，不要停。
The angel even warned them that they should run toward the mountain nearby and do not stop.
特别更重要的说了一句话，是不可往后看。
And most importantly, the angel said, "Do not look back."
可是罗德的太太呢，本来已经是跑在最后面。
Unfortunately, the Lot's wife, she was tagging along the back.
可是她又不听话。
And she won't listen.
不听警告。
She did not heed the warning.
她不但把脚步放慢下来，她还停在里面，再往后看，回头看看。那个他多少年所居住的的地方。
Not only she slowed down her steps, but she also looked back to the city she lived there many many years.
结果这么一个单元就被火山爆发所出来的那些岩浆怎么样盖住了。
Just because of a little bit of a delay, she was covered by the brimstone.
死了。
And she died.
他的这样的一个往后看停休下来来眷念他过去所住的地方，结果呢，他不但使自己的丈夫失去了一个太太，使他的女儿们失去了一个母亲。
Because she still she still feel fondly for the city she lived many years in, and one action cost her husband and her daughter's great price.
神不是很清楚警告过她吗？
Didn't the Lord clearly warn her?
可是她为什么还是往后看呢？
Why did she still turn around and look back?
我想有可能是因为她想起家里头还有一些东西舍不得。
Maybe she thought of some precious items at home she didn't take.
也有可能是因为想起多年在那边辛苦经营的事业，在所建立起来的那样的一个产业，要离开那个舒适的地方，心里头很舍不得。
Or could be the very comfortable home that she built, and she really didn't want to let go.
她实在是真的是舍不得那放弃这些东西。
She still precious those things, and she wouldn't let go.
忍不住停下来看看，往后看看，那些过去生活的地方。
She couldn't help but turn around to look at the place that she lived so many years.
就这样，她整个的家庭，她个人也灭亡了。
And she herself was killed and had a ill effect on her families.
她的家庭也受了很大很大的影响。
And certainly hurt her family's great deal.
你或许说，哎呀，你真傻，已经不是有话警告过你，你还这样做。
You would probably say, what a fool she is. She was warned clearly.
可是弟兄姊妹，其实我们也常跟她一样。
But I tell you, brothers and sisters, we are sometimes just like her.
我们常常也是做往回头看，我们眷恋很多我们过去的生活，我们过去的一些事物。
We often tend to turn around and bring to the memories of the old lives that we treasured.
我们虽然信了主，可是我们没有放下过去生活的习惯，我们过去的生活方式。
Even though we are now a believer, but we did not give up or get rid of the old lifestyle.
这样的放不下会影响我们往前走天路。
If we don't let go, then it will affect us as we're trying to move forward.
第二个，圣经里头也告诉我们要放下什么。
And also the Bible tells us what are the things we need to get rid of.
要放下，要清除掉我们过去在家庭中所存留的一些不洁的东西。
We need to get rid of all the defiled things that we kept at home.
下一章。我们信了主以后，我们就已经是属于上帝的儿女。
After we have placed our faith in Christ Jesus, we became children of God.
既然属乎这位圣洁神的，圣洁的神的儿女。
Now we belong to this holy God as His children.
那么我们这个人就要分别为圣。
Now we need to sanctify ourselves to set us apart.
我们的家庭也要分别为圣。
Our family needs also to be set apart.
我们的家不能够藏污纳垢，藏有一些不好的、不洁净的、不讨神喜悦的东西。
Our household should not contain anything that is detestable to the Lord.
如果这些东西不但不荣耀神，也会污染我们的家庭、我们的孩、我们的家人、亲人。
Not only the things will not honor God, but also will defile us, our families.
像什么是家一些不洁净的东西？
What are these defiled things?
对我们其实古今 对今天来讲，比如说像家里头常常会放一些色情的，或者是跟算命、邪术、风水，这些有关系的东西。
For instance, the things like pornographic materials, anything that related to fortune telling, 风水。
那些一些杂志、一些书籍、一些录影带、一些 DVD、一些 CD。
Anything in the form of a CD, DVD, and magazines or books.
甚至一些图画、图片，啊，或是一些装饰品。
Or even in the form of pictures of or ornaments.
各位，请不要轻看这些东西在家里头。
Please do not look lightly upon these things.
对我们自己、对家人，都是一个很大的污染和破坏。
These are things are very destructive and as a defilement in the Lord.
有时候如果你会发觉在家里头有一些现象发生。
Maybe you have noticed that some kind of a phenomena occurred in your house.
如果家里人有一些人莫名其妙的，有人或是你自己莫名其妙的，常常连续一直做一些噩梦。
Maybe you yourself or any member of your family keep on having nightmares.
或者是很莫名其妙的心情很不安
or,
害怕
or very frightened or unrested.
或者是你发觉有时候家里人家人之间夫妻或是父子孩跟孩子之间莫名的一些关系变成很紧张
and very tense relationship between parents and children or between spouse.
常常只为了一点小小的事情，就染成一个大的争吵。
Any little things become a major issue.
家庭变成气氛很凝重，很不好。
And the whole atmosphere at home is very sad.
或者是有时候你发觉家里有一些一连串的，常常一些病。发生在家人当中，或是有一些意外的事故。
Or you notice that families get sick very often, and or some incidents or accidents happen.
有一些事情你无法去解释。
And some non-explainable things.
甚至一些病你也不知道到底是怎么，这么莫名其妙头痛，就是这样，找不出什么原因。
You may have a headache without a cause.
各位，很多时候这些现象。常有一些属灵的因素在里头。
Sometimes these things could be caused by spiritual reason.
有一位年轻的女孩子。
There's a young girl.
她的男朋友送她有一个项链。
Her boyfriend gave her one necklace.
那么呢，自从那个项链。送给他以后，他发觉奇怪，那个情绪常常很不稳。
Once she is wearing the necklace, she become very uneasy.
甚至常常有一些很怪异的一些的行动，或是讲一些怪异的话。
She would have some odd behavior or strange words come out of her mouth.
后来才发觉，那个项链原来是那个我们知道，在美国、在欧洲很多地方所流行的一个邪教，叫撒旦教的一个的那个代表的象征。
Later it was discovered that a necklace had the symbol of a Satanism.
这是发生在我们 LA 有一个神学院老师的家庭。
This actually happened to a seminary teacher's home.
还有一位那个乐团的的一位音乐家。
And there was also a musician in a group of singers.
他呢，蛮喜欢收集一些的古董。
He loved to collect antiques.
常常在出去那个乐团的演奏的时候，他都顺便会在那边玩，甚至在逛一些市场，收集一些的当地的古董。
As he traveling around the places, he would go to the market and collect antiques.
有一次在东南亚一个地方的时候，他呢在偶然的一个逛市场的时候，看到有一个很特别的一个鼓。
One time he was in the market in South Asia and he saw this drum.
那个鼓是用骨头做的，做着这个架子。
And this drum had a frame was made of a bone.
那很新奇，他就买回来，因为他喜欢收集这些古董。
It was very unique, therefore he acquired it.
可是呢，后来发觉呢，很奇怪，他莫名的常常在家里头莫名其妙的常常跌倒。
But then later something strange happened. He started to stumble around in the house.
不是只一次两次，是这常常的，就是莫名其妙的跌倒。
He would fall without reason many times.
甚至后来更严重，他甚至到每次照镜子的时候，看到镜子里头的自己。
And to the point every time he looked himself in the mirror.
啊，甚至莫名其妙他就。自己不由自己的就打那个镜子里头的自己。
He would for some reasons start to hit himself in the mirror.
所以他后来发觉好像不对劲，就把这个鼓呢，就送给同样乐团里头的一个朋友。
And he somehow gave this drum away to another member of the team.
结果不久，那个朋友打电话来说：“我不要这个鼓了，请你收回去。”
And now, not too much later, the friend said, "I don't want this drum. Can you take it back?"
因为这个鼓，他也发生一些相同很奇怪的事情。
Because after he took the drum, many very strange odd things occurred to him.
后来发觉这个鼓原来是什么
？And it was discovered that this drum.
这个鼓是，我们知道。是西藏密宗喇嘛叫在献祭里头所用的一个器物。
This drum was actually was used as in the sacrifice ceremony by the Dalai Lama.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
不要轻看这些东西。
Do not look lightly upon these.
这些对家里头的一个污染和对家人的危害。
These things can defy your household and hurt your family.
这圣经里头其实早就警告过我们了，不是今天我们才发觉。
This is not something we just discovered. It was warned in the a long time ago.
生命记第七章里头告诉我们说，可憎的物你不可带进家里头，不然你就成了当毁灭的，与那物一样，你要。十分的厌恶，十分的憎嫌，因为这些都是当灭的物。
As is recorded in the Deuteronomy, and you shall not bring an abomination into your house, and like it come under the ban. You shall utterly detest it, and you shall utterly abhor it, for it is something banned.
约书亚记第六章十八节也同样的用一个很严肃的话来警告我们。
Also in the Joshua chapter 6, there was similar warning.
那里说，务要谨慎，不可取那当灭之物，当灭就是当毁灭的东西。恐怕你们取了那些当灭之物，就连累，请注意连累两个字，连累以色列的全营，使全营受了咒诅。
This verse says, but as for you, only keep yourselves from the things under the ban, lest pay attention to this word, lest you covet them and take some of the things under the ban, so that you would take the make the camp of the Israel a curse and bring trouble on it.
不是只是光你个人的事，也会连累家人。
This is not just a personal thing, but it will affect the whole family.
所以弟兄姊妹，每隔一段时间。要再检查一下家中的事情。
So, brothers and sisters, I would encourage you every once a while, you need to go through the things at home.
一些储藏室、车库，甚至一些房间，要检查一下，看看有没有一些录影带、一些杂志、一些书籍、一些不好的图画、图片，那些一定要拿掉。
And go through the storage room, garage, or your basement, and to get rid of any magazines, DVDs, or CDs, or pictures.
我们家里头要清，要平常的那些的大扫除，我们也应该常常定期为家里头做属灵的大扫除。
We often do spring cleaning, but we also need to do spiritual cleaning.
特别是我们又要迈向新的一年。
Particularly, we are now moving forward to the new year.
一定要把那些不洁净的、神不喜欢的，特别是一些色情，或是一些危害，或是一些跟邪术有关的，一定要把它丢掉。
We need to make sure that we get rid of all the defiled things, all the things that is detestable.
不要让这些事妨害我们生活的安宁，也破坏让我们能够为主发光。
Do not have them to affect us, let us be able to rise and shine.
最后，我们还要丢掉些什么？
And lastly, what else we need to get rid of?
要丢掉过去积存在我们每一个人心中的那些阴影，或者一些负面性的一些的心结。
We need to get rid of all the stored dark shadows and all the gripping negative emotions.
我们知道我们每个人或多或少都曾经犯过一些的错误。
Each one of us can confess we have sinned.
我们或多或少或会遇到一些的挫折、失败。
We more or less have faced failures.
我们或多或少有时候会遭遇到一些来自于别人的伤害或是不公平的对待。
Or we were treated dishonestly and hurt.
因此我们的心中就常会累积一些的罪恶感。
So therefore we tend to store the guilt feeling.
因为过去犯了错误常的那种的的罪疚一直在我们的心里头。
Because our regrets and our guilt feeling continue to mount up in our heart.
因为过去的失败或做错什么，我们所带来的那种沮丧和那种懊悔。
And all the discouragement and regrets because we have failed in the past.
或者是因为受了别人的这种误会或是伤害，我们里头一直有一些的伤痕。
And we are wounded because we were misunderstood and hurt.
面对这些积存在里头的这些阴影，或是这些不好的心结，你有两个选择性。
And we have two choices for these dark shadows and the negative emotions.
一个就是选择你继续保有这些存在，让它存在你心里头。
First is to continue to harbor them in your heart.
一个就是选择要把它丢掉。
And the secondly, of course, you can choose to get rid of them.
这些东西，如果你选择不把它丢掉，一直积存在这里头，就慢慢成为我们称为叫做苦毒。
And if you continue to keep these emotions in your heart, eventually will become bitterness.
这个苦毒慢慢会腐蚀你的那种感，你这个人的感情和情绪。
And this bitterness will decay your feelings and your healthy emotions.
这些东西慢慢就成为你生命中的一个很大的毒瘤。
It becomes a tumor of your heart.
而这个毒瘤，我们一定要把它放掉，然后才能够往前来走。
We need to throw out this tumor.
如果不放掉，这个毒瘤就慢慢整个的会腐蚀你这个人的生命。
And we need to discard this, otherwise we'll continue to decay your whole body.
会使你失去喜乐和平安。
You will lose joy or peace.
这个苦毒也会变成你跟人之间的关系，人际关系中一个很大的尖锐的冲突。
And also this bitterness will cause conflict in any relationship.
会使你跟人失去了和睦相处。
And you will not be able to live in harmony with others.
几十年前美国政府曾经做了一个很不好的一个决定。
Some years ago, the American government made a very bad decision.
他们曾经授权允许有几家公司的工厂呢，把那些化学很毒的毒品呢和一些的废料，能够放在一个非常严密的那种罐子、铁罐子里头。
They allow some companies or factories to store the poison chemicals in the in some tight containers.
这些金属罐子把那些东西 放在里头，然后呢，在上面呢，在大大的很紧密的把它封住了。
And after they place these poisons in the metal containers, then they will seal the container.
并且让它呢就埋在很深很深的那个地图底。
And they will bury down deep underground.
他们也以为这样的处理就没事。
They thought they did would nothing would happen.
可是没想到过了一段时间之后。
But years passed.
这些金属罐子藏的很毒的那些废料，那些化学品的，慢慢慢慢的那个外壳慢慢产生裂痕。
And all these hazardous waste started to break through the container.
那些裂痕也慢慢慢慢的渗透出来。
And they start to ooze out from the container.
也污染了附近的一些的土。
They contaminated the ground, the earth around that area.
很多植物就枯萎了。
Many vegetations died.
很多附近的水源也受了污染。
And water source was contaminated too.
附近住的不是很多人，但是有一些人也都连续都得了癌症。
And the residents in that area had more rate of contracting cancers.
只因为他们把这些有毒的品，他们原以为把它装在罐里头，埋在深处就可以解决问题了。
The government once thought that if they just keep in a sealed container and bury it, nothing will happen.
其实这些有毒的品会渗透出来。
But we see that all the poisonous waste can ooze out a container.
不要以为我们把一些不好的那些挫败、懊伤、那些伤痕，我们把它积压在我们的内心深处，我们就可以解决问题了。
If you think you can just suppress your wounds, your hatred, and all the guilt feelings, then you can continue to live.
那些失败的挫折感，那些罪恶感，那些懊悔，那些的伤痕，其实在我们内心的深处，在我们的下意识里头，成为扭曲了我们的生命。
All these emotions, like the guilt feelings, the regrets, the failures, the hatred, the wounds, well, if you suppress in your subconscious realm, that it will deteriorate your life.
这些苦毒的东西也破坏了我们整个生命，让我们整个生命整个都被扭曲了。
And this definitely the bitterness will distort your life.
那么该怎么处理？
Then what should we do with them?
如果你选择要处理，怎么处理？
If you choose to get rid of them or take care of it, what would you do?
我们知道要处理一些伤痕、懊伤、罪疚感，真的是不容易。
We understand it's very hard to deal with emotional issues.
特别是那些受过伤痕的，那是更困难。
Especially the deep wounds.
我们需要有一个更大的力量来帮助我们。
We need a power that's higher than us.
那个帮助，那个更大力量就是神。
And the power comes from our Lord.
他会借着十字架的救赎。
He will use the salvation of the cross.
借着圣灵的大能，在我们生命当中，来使我们的心思意念得到更新。
And he will be able to transform us to be a new person by the power of the Holy Spirit.
使我们有能力来饶恕别人对我们的伤害。
So we'll be able to forgive those who hurt us.
也使我们能够饶恕自己。
And we'll be able to forgive ourselves
一些的措施。
All the sins we committed in the past.
使我们能够从各样的沮丧、懊丧中恢复信心。
We'll be able to regain faith through the failures and the depressions.
让我们有新的心灵和情绪来面对新的一年。
That we also will be granted with a new heart to welcome the new year.
有新的态度来面对我们的家人和我们同事， 好我们的生活。
And be able to have a new attitude to face our families, our co-workers, and our life.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
希伯来书告诉我们说，我们要脱去那容易缠累我们的罪。
The book of Hebrews says that we need to lay aside every encumbrance and the sins which entangles us so easily.
放下各样的重担，奔走前面的路。
We need to lay aside all the burdens and be able to walk and run forward.
特别今年，我们有一个目标，希望我们成为一个发光的人。有发光的家庭，有发光的教会。
And especially, we have a goal that we will become a person who can rise and shine in our families and our church as well.
要发光。
We need to.
那就要先把这些包袱放下来。
If we want to shine, then we need to lay aside all these encumbrances.
如果还抱着这些包袱，我们发不了光。
If you stubbornly carry all these burdens upon you, we will never be able to shine.
现在刚新年才刚开始而已。
Now we just started the new year.
好不好？我们这些东西怎么样？你好好认真在神的面前学习放下来。
I would ask you really seriously to learn how to get rid of them in the Lord.
然后再往前走。
Then you'll be able to walk forward.
愿我们彼此鼓励。
May we encourage one another.
Amen. 我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，求你施恩向我们说话。
Father God, we ask that you speak to us graciously.
借着你已经说过的话来光照我们，提醒我们。
Through your already revealed words to enlighten us and to remind us.
帮助我们走在那圣洁的路当中。
Help us walk in the holy path.
帮助我们能够走在光中。
Help us walk in the light.
帮助我们能够忘掉过去，能够面对将来。
Help us forget the past.And be able to move forward.
帮助我们除去我们心中一切的那些的污秽和重担。
Help us remove all the burdens and the tangles in our hearts.
帮助我们能够借着圣灵的工作，能够心思意念能够得到更新。
May the Holy Spirit renew our hearts and mind.
让我们有一个新的心和新的态度来过新的生活。
So we may have a new heart and new attitude in this new year.
愿你在我这个人和我们的家中、我们的教会的荣耀。
May you have glory in me, my family, and my church.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 谢谢。我们请唱诗奇异的啊，然后我们来预备我们的心，我们紧接着我们要来守圣餐。谢谢。
We'll sing this hymn in preparation for the Holy Communion. Please stand. 请站。I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood. Die he for me who call his pain, for me who him to death pursue.How can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? Amazing love.
How can it be that all my God should die for me?
Verse 2. But we ask the deacons to come forward.
Thank you. 在这样的纪念的当中不忘记我们是属乎你的人，你去为我们的罪付出那么大的代价，我们就不能够继续在罪中而活。让我们能够靠你的恩典，我们能够成为在你面前一个洁净的人。也求你让我们在纪念的时候记得我们是同饮一个杯一个饼的
人，
因此我们应该在基督的圣体中彼此联络，能够也合一的心，也能够彼此相爱扶持，让我们的身体能够得到建造。让我们纪念你不只为我们死，你还要为我们复活，也要为我们再来。也让我们能够预备好心，随时等候你那荣耀的再来，也享受那荣耀的。祝福每一位今天在这里头的弟兄姊妹，愿你的爱继续与我们同在，奉耶稣基督的名，请起立唱三首领受祝福。
May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. 愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。Amen. 我们今天聚会到这里。Please be seated. Amen. Thank you.